The importance of learning culture with language. Steve Boatwright is the manager of a language school in Hong Kong that focuses on helping busy business executives deal with the international marketplace. He reports that his teaching staff spend nearly as much time teaching about culture as language because he says language cannot be separated from culture. Business people especially want to learn the language to greet their new business partners, and the school makes sure that the first meeting will be successful. In many countries, a well-spoken greeting can be destroyed by a poor or inappropriate handshake. In Germany, the handshake will be firm and direct, but generally only the senior person would also reach forward to clasp the forearm. In the UK, the handshake will be firm and brief, but in China, it is okay to hold a handshake for a much longer time. An Australian businesswoman would think nothing of stepping forward to start the handshake, but in some cultures, it would be impolite for a woman to reach for a man's hand that she is not married to. The school also helps with making small talk and polite expressions, but the topics that will be covered will differ depending on the culture. In America, business people will happily introduce their family, and if given any chance, would probably show pictures of their children. In some countries, people could work together for years and never know if their colleague is even married. Also, not all countries love to make small talk. In Germany, it takes time to develop a friendship with a work colleague, and so he wouldn't welcome you asking about his weekend or even a simple question such as, "How's it going?" People always appreciate it if a person has gone to some effort, however small, to learn their language, but knowing cultural conventions can help even more. As Stephen says, doing some research on the other country's culture and following their example can go a long way to being understood.